Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Robert Cray bringing us back. Some pretty darn good blues right there. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you'll check out my website. When you get a chance, check out my smallbusinessadvocate.com. When you get there, you can find all the other things you can do there. Read, listen, ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take the poll question right there on the homepage. We'll follow you home with whatever method you'd like. We have lots of options there. If you see something you like or you like more of it, we'll follow you home with next time it pops up. You can follow me on Facebook and on my fan page right there off the homepage, and also Twitter as well, and probably some other stuff there I don't even know about. Thanks for being part of our day and part of our life. Donna Finn is part of our life. We're happy about that. She's a great Brain Trust member, the author of Upstarts, contributing editor to Inc. magazine. Donna, tell us how we can find your book.
You can find my book on Amazon, and you can check out my website at donnafinn.com.
And it's all about the Generation Y. Donna, you were making the case in the last segment that these young folks are going to be, when they get tired of looking for a job that they can't find, or at least one that they like, or maybe they start out saying, you know what, I want to run my own shop. I want to start my own business. How's it looking for them right now?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of them don't have a choice. I think a lot of them are sort of being driven to sort of entrepreneurship of necessity. You know, for many, this is the best way. I mean, to create your own job is the best way to keep a job, right? Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned to you during the break, I'm starting to be involved with an organization called Young Entrepreneurs Council, which was started by Scott Gerber, a young entrepreneur himself, who just wrote a book called Never Get a Real Job.
We know Scott.
You know Scott. Great. So, yeah. And so Young Entrepreneurs Council, really the whole idea is to sort of support to support young entrepreneurs to sort of address this huge problem of youth unemployment, which is, the last time I looked, close to 20%.
Yeah.
And then I'm actually working with him to create something called Mentors Council, or YEC Mentors, which is a group of older entrepreneurs who are answering questions from young entrepreneurs, and then the answers, the Q&As, are being pushed out to major media partners like Huffington Post and Amex mm-hmm. Open and VNet. And we've got some of your friends on that, John
yep.
Vance and Pam
yep.
Slim and Cheryl Musker, Jeff Hoffman from Priceline, David Cohen mm-hmm. from Texas, a lot of rock star people who are sort of answering important questions from young entrepreneurs. And so, I mean, I know one of your questions is, do they have what it takes? Well, the answer is, we all have what it takes if we get the proper help, right? I mean, we can't do anything alone. And so I think what this generation is very good at is sort of, if they need help, if they don't know something, they're very much aware of what they don't know, and they aren't afraid to ask.
You think that they're more likely, or let me rephrase it. You think that they're less likely to be afraid to ask for help the way our generation was and still is?
Oh, yes.
See, that's one of the biggest. If somebody said to me, "Why did you start your media company? Why did you start doing what you do?" I would say because I worked for small business owners as a consultant, one-on-one, and the biggest problem they have is they won't ask for help. They're afraid to ask. They're afraid to admit that they don't know something. And I started this company so that we could give them answers without them letting anybody know where they got it. You know, I mean, that's the fundamental reason why I started doing what I'm doing. And when I travel around, I still see that, Donna. I still see people afraid to admit that they still think that they're the only person who doesn't know this thing, or they're the only person who's experiencing this problem. And that's the greatest, most dangerous myth in the world.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think that these kids live with that myth, I think. And the other thing is, I think it's a lot easier to admit that you kind of don't know something
when you're 22.
When you're in your 20s than it is when you're in your 40s. Let's face it. You know, you're in your 40s, the attitude, you think, oh, my God, people are going to think I should, I'm this old, I should know this by now. But, you know, when you're in your 20s, then you've got all these people who are more than willing to step up to the plate and help mm-hmm. you, including the people who are in their 40s and 50s. Which is what we really want to foster with Young Entrepreneurs Council and with YEC Mentors, is the sort of intergenerational mentoring and communication where, you know, young entrepreneurs have this this access to older, experienced entrepreneurs when they have a problem. Now, a lot of times they're going to get great answers from their peers, and that's part. That's the main part of what the organization is set up to do, is to do a lot of peer-to-peer advising and answering of questions. But, you know, I think when it comes to scaling a company, growing a company, you know, entering a new market, hiring more employees, that these are things that a lot of young entrepreneurs have not had experience with.
Right.
Haven't had experience with actually growing organizations, you know, with scaling a company. And I think that's where the more experienced, slightly older entrepreneurs can really help out.
Let me throw something out, since you're at the epicenter of this thing, and Scott's been on the show a couple of times. We'll continue to have him back on too, because we think he's doing good work too. But let me give you one piece of advice that I think this generation may need more than any other generation, and we talked about it in the last segment. Get them some help understanding how partnerships work and how they don't work, and why teamwork is great, but when you're running a company, if those teams are your partners, you've got to take care to put that together the right way. Otherwise, it's partnerships are really hard to keep hold together long term.
No, I think that's
ask Mr. the guy who founded Facebook. What's his name?
Mark.
Right. And ask him
right.
about that. So exactly. This is something that I'd like to recommend that you tell them to focus on, is the concept of partners. There's a lot of books out there on that. Hey, Donna, thanks for being here. Good job today. The book is called Upstarts by Donna Fenn, F-E-N-N. Thanks, Donna, for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Dan. Bye-bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I was a
dandy. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.